You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Our team needs a little rest and vitamin D after this crazy 2021 year. We've been working really hard and we need a little break. But don't worry, we'll be back on January 4th with new episodes in season 12. In the meantime, we're going to be bringing you some of your favorite episodes from the year 2021.
Yes, we are. And yeah, these are your favorites, which is so great. We love to be able to do this. One of your favorites was Robert Cabrera, who was the only one who survived a genocide and landed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list.
Craziest journey,
right?
Huh?
What a feat. We have Jessica Frew, who's the only one who was still in love with her gay ex-husband.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites, too. Wally Green, the only one who saved his life with ping pong, which is an unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Foster, the only one who improved his vision by losing his eyesight. I particularly like the Scott talks on this one.
Powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick North, the only trans dad of 5. So much joy. You have to listen to Nick.
I've never heard this story before.
No. Mm-mm. And then we're going to do, Scott and I, because you've asked for it, a holiday special where we talk about the year and wrap it up and probably talk some more about our own respective stories and our story together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna end it with Mikel Vega, who was one of our most powerful episodes of 2021.
Thank you guys so much for a great year, and I hope you enjoy this month.
Yes, and happy holidays to all of you, whatever you celebrate. If you're not celebrating anything, just, you know, join us and enjoy the ride, and we'll be back on January 4th with our 12th season.
Enjoy the show. Rob Cabrera, man. I mean, you have done so much. I'm so impressed with your story. It's amazing. The journey, how old are you now? Can I ask?
33 in August. August 28th this month, yeah.
Right on. And you landed from Rwanda in Tennessee when you were 11?
11, yes.
Wow. And, you know, the story you told about the initial takeover of genocide and how quickly it was, you were 5.5 years old. You know, let me ask you real quick. Had you ever imagined anything? Had your family ever told you that that was a possibility in your life? Or was it just literally like Tuesday and then Wednesday, the world flipped upside down?
It was totally unexpected.
Wow.
Totally unexpected. But as the people say, life changes overnight. You don't understand it, but it does. Overnight, everything changes.
You lived 20 days in a tunnel that your father built in the backyard. Then you went to a refugee camp for three and a half years. Is that correct?
6 years total. So
6 years
first
total.
In the Congo, then Uganda, and then finally 3 years in Botswana.
Can you tell us maybe what it was like? What was your mindset like 3 years, 4 years into living this way? Did you think it would be like this forever for you? Did you know that there was a possibility of change? I mean, you went on to do some stuff that I think we all are just scratching our heads at. But at this time, when you were 8 years old and you were living with your family, what did you dream about? What did you think about?
So the days in the refugee camps were marked by the days were very long and the days were short. And that's because it was very unpredictable. You never knew what tomorrow was going to bring. So you tried to make the most of today. And to me, what that was a mix of, we raised chickens. So it was my responsibility to wake up in the morning and go up in the kitchen coop and make sure they were left out. And then in the evening to go and look for them and make sure they came back in. And in one of those experiences, actually, when I was trying to guide them in the kitchen coop at night, discovered there was a king cobra inside. So that was quite an experience. But between the days, it's when we got a chance to go to school, which wasn't often. For me, because of the bullying, it was making sure I was... Those four walls were my arena. Outside, the people that were responsible for the camp, who were people from that country, were very mean and rude and arrogant and condescending. They treated us like less than humans. So my job in the school was to mind my business, but be unstoppable in the classroom. I'll give an example. The language you speak in Botswana is Setswana, and they take pride in that language, but it's very difficult. So as a way of defiance, I refused to speak that language. But the entire 3 years we were in the refugee camp, I had the highest score in the classroom in that language.
You just quietly expressed yourself through that.
Yes.
That grading system.
Yes.
Were people noticing you at that point?
Of course. We're legendary in the camp. We did things up to today that no one has done before.
Really?
Yes. They called us, me and my sister, the children of the old man. Because, you know, we set the bar at a place where they never thought it was humanly possible. So that was good because that was not only good for me, but for every refugee kid there. It was, we're not just some random people. We're human beings with ambitions, with goals, with the capacity to perform well.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hold up. Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
How you've impacted the world and where you came from, I think, is something that I just couldn't escape the entire time you were talking. Like, how many other people have we lost in the world who slipped through the cracks or never made it out of a camp who could have impacted the world the way you have?
You nailed it, right? I think the key is what I realized was when I survived the genocide at 5.5 years old, 5 million people died during that event.
5 million people.
Yes. So the question is, who am I to be special? I'm not. So everything I've done ever since then is borrowed time. And so make the most of it. And so I think when you realize that, that every day is a gift, you are able to do crazy things, but at the same time, you don't take them for granted because I am 27 years overdue for death.
You're not supposed to be here, but you are.
Yes.
It sounds like you had some amazing role models along the way, but I think that magical thing you said about living every day in the moment and offering what you can, you know, if we were going to make a bumper sticker out of it, like realizing what your purpose is and then giving it away, that idea, I think if more people had that, this world would definitely be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I want to talk to you about real quick that just overwhelms me is the fact that you got to work at the level you did with President Obama. Can you tell us a little bit about how you felt when Was that something you tried for? Was that something you got picked for? How did that come about? I mean, I know you were doing some very impactful work, so you were getting noticed again, just like you were in the refugee camp. But
looking back, there was no formula or expectation. It's you put yourself out there and either people come or they don't. So that work was when he started Power Africa, he had agencies be responsible for that. And in particular, he had the U.S. Africa Development Foundation, ADF, be in charge of the off-grid sector. And they were in charge of sort of rolling out energy for the off-grid. And I knew somebody who worked for them. And I said, look, you guys are trying to bring electricity to the continent. I've studied energy. I've taught at the business school. I speak 6 languages. I'd be happy to sort of help you guys out. And right away, the chairman came to me. And I ended up sort of helping them run that whole program.
How did you feel when you got picked for that?
I feel like I belonged. I was ready. Everything I had done before was leading up to that moment. I knew East Africa like no one else, so I was ready for it.
I mean, come on. Do you stand and look in the mirror and like, I can't believe this is my life ever? Do you ask yourself that? Like,
No. Like I said, it's humility. It's I'm here to serve, and I can always do a lot more. Now it's about doing a lot more for my community, my siblings, my nephews, my family, and not so much, but it's always, I can always do a lot more. I have been given a lot, so I should be able to do a lot.
It's lovely to be in your presence. It's lovely to hear you talk about your goals. I am so grateful that I think one of the things we like to do with the show is to help people understand that they all have the potential to do something that they don't think is possible. And I think you're just an amazing example of that bar. I'm taking your first statement too with me. Like it, you said we were struggling with the setup and the technology, and you said, come on, it's technology. We must persevere. And I was like, absolutely. We can't give up, you know? And I think that I find you extremely, I could go on for hours in talking to you about this.
Right? He's mm-hmm. so easy to talk to, and he's fascinating. I'm talking about you in the third person.
Uh-huh.
But I've just enjoyed talking to you. Now I'm enjoying listening to you talk to Scott.
Will you promise us if you come to LA that you'll find us and we can hang out?
Of course. I'm always happy to have friends in the Sunshine State.
Well, we're the wildfire state.
Yeah, now we're the wildfire state.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Man, thank you so much. And like I said, I could go on and on. You know, your work in climate prediction. I didn't know that the FICO store was developed so that people could have opportunity. I literally thought it was something just to participate in. And, you know, I think a lot of people would benefit from sitting down with you for a little while and just listening. So thank you a ton.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.